Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We'll probably say something to make Texans fan mad again today. And we'll probably talk a little Astros, too. And a lot more. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when you're usually in a bad mood and it's been rainy and gloomy all day. Get over that. Let's have some fun. Going on, Hoffman?
I am tired of the rain. I'm not going to lie.
Well, but this is what happens here, right? This is Houston. It's going to rain like 12 days in a row, and then it won't rain again for 2 months. It'll be hot and muggy and disgusting for those 2 months. But that's what we get here. It's going to rain every single day. It's only rained 2 days in a row. That's not even close to.
That's true.
Not even close to a record.
I think maybe because I'm not eating that much, I'm like the gloom is getting to me more.
It's a good thing you don't live in Seattle.
Yeah.
Or Portland.
Yeah. Well, if I lived up there, I wouldn't care what my body looked like. That'd be great. Or I'd be a vegan all the time anyway.
Yeah, there's that. There's probably that.
They have crappy barbecue in Seattle. Horrible.
I don't think I've ever eaten barbecue when I've been in Seattle.
I haven't. I'm just saying.
Oh, so now you're thinking about barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, how much longer of this do you have?
Saturday is the break.
Okay.
So, it's
you'll make it.
I'm gonna make it, but I've already planned a trip to Killen's on Sunday.
Nice.
So it's gonna be a good weekend. I've got some beer drinking to do on Saturday, and then on Sunday, it's gonna be meat.
It's only Tuesday though.
It is only Tuesday.
A few more days to go before you get there.
Yeah,
that's all right. We'll get you there. What else is up?
Sports, stuff like that. Watched some Hoop last night. Watched Better Call Saul last night. That was good.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I got caught up in – I was watching sports last night. I was primarily hockey, but also some of the basketball and the Astros. I was flipping around.
And I watched – what else did I watch? Oh, I watched The Leftovers. I watched the season premiere of that show.
Yeah, I'm behind on all that, but – I'll get to it hopefully
tonight.
You'll
get there.
Yeah, because there's no Rockets game tonight.
You'll make it.
I will probably watch them tonight.
Yeah, there's no Rockets game, just like there was no Rockets game last night, because that's what the NBA does now. You have to take 2 days off between games, which is the most absurd thing. I don't understand it, why the NBA feels the need to. Their season, the playoffs, are literally 3 weeks longer than they need to be.
Yeah, I hate that. And you kind of lose momentum. You lose interest, and then you have to get it back again.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it, but I understand that's the way they're going to do it. So
I understand taking 2 days off, like for the travel days.
Yeah, if I know that trip. I know how tough that trip to OKC is. But
I don't think it's even necessary. But yeah. Okay, if that's what
I'll
you want to
that.
Do, that's fine. But I mean, to play a game in Houston, game one, mind you. Then take two days off, and then play game two.
It's
ridiculous. And why anyone worries about, like, all discussion of, their bench isn't deep enough. They're going to be tired by the end of this thing. With this schedule, you don't need a bench. You can wear your guys out because you're going to get 2 games off between or 2 days off between games, 3 in some cases.
Yeah.
What I mean. Who's worried about your depth? Just roll your dudes out there. Have them play. Yeah. I don't play every minute of the game.
Yeah, have Harden and Westbrook out there for every minute.
No problem.
Why even worry about it? But yeah, that's so. So tonight I'll get caught up on TV. Because last night I got caught up in the hockey. Four overtime games, including my Leafs. So
and
the Predators. Yeah.
What? 3-0, Fred?
I
smell a championship.
Well, you know what? You get by the Blackhawks, you got just as good a chance as anybody.
They got the best goalie, I think.
He's playing out of his mind. It's funny because he's been very mediocre for the last couple of years. He used to be great.
Yeah.
But he's playing out of his mind.
I've been watching a little of I watched a little of the game last night, so it was fun.
Yeah. I was man, the Blackhawks needed to win that. It's good. It's going to be hard for you not to win this one now. Not to put the jinx on you. But I'll be surprised.
Well,
all you got to do is win one out of four.
It'd take a full melt now, but
it's happened in that league before because we saw it 2014 with the Kings. It's like once you get to 3-2, all of a sudden the team that was up 3-0 starts panicking like crazy. Yeah. So as long as they get it done in the next couple games, it'll be fine. I'm not quite ready to say my Leafs have a chance yet, even though they're up 2-1.
Yeah.
They go up 3-1, maybe, but Washington.
That's when you start to. You know,
they're playing great, but Washington's so good. They just. Guys got a little bit lucky last night.
Got to take it.
Yeah. But it was fun, man. That's the one thing I like about. And, you know, I still prefer watching basketball as a sport at its highest level. But these playoffs, man, when you get 4 games that go to OT and then they play every other night with, like, one exception here or there. And so, you know, you have the same teams playing. On certain nights, it's just so much easier to follow and get into, and it's closer. But I mean, I'll be more interested in the NBA when we get to the conference finals. I think.
Yeah,
I mean,
even the second round, I'll be more interested in because, like I said, you know, when this thing started, there aren't a lot of series in this first round that really do anything for me.
No.
I think the Milwaukee and Toronto is an interesting series.
Yeah, and I think that I like that one from the beginning because I think Milwaukee has a chance to win that.
Yeah.
And they already won game one.
Which is funny because everyone seems to think Toronto is like the dark horse team to win the whole East.
Well, I remember RJ on there saying one of his best guys has them as the best team in the East, and I've watched that team a lot this year.
They're not the best team in the East.
They're not as good as they were last year. And, hey, last year they made a nice run. No match for the Cavs, but they made a nice run. Right. They're not as good as they were last year. And Kyle Lowry's still coming off that injury, and Milwaukee's sneaky good.
And then the other series, which, I mean, I'm interested in it because I think it's going to be competitive, but I'm not interested in it visually, is Utah and Clippers.
I just kind of want to know who won and then watch the highlights.
Yeah, I know it's going to be I feel like it's going to be a well-contested series. But I also know that the winner of that goes to Golden State, and they're just going to get their heads kicked in.
Yeah.
And I just don't really care enough about either one of those teams. Like, I don't enjoy watching them play enough that I want to watch that whole series.
Can I mention that Rockets Thunder talk was brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank?
Yeah, that's weird. How are we – I mean, us talking about something is now brought to you by?
I just get – told these things, nobody run these things. Nobody, as you were a witness to yesterday, AJ, nobody runs these things by me. So I had to physically go over there and ask.
So, not just the games are brought to you by, but like,
yes,
us discussing the games.
Yes.
Can we make some sort of a some production where every time we talk about that series, it just bursts in with, "This has been brought to you by."
We could
Texas
do that.
Citizens Bank.
Yes.
I like that idea.
I would like that better than us having to remember to talk about it. That way we put the onus on you.
Oh, okay.
And I want it to be really obnoxious, like over the top, in your face, like have voice guy let us know. This 2 seconds of Rockets Thunder talk was brought to you by. Like, let's do that.
Can we do that for everything?
Eventually. Let's start small.
Okay.
What's going on with you today? Why do you look so snazzy?
Meetings all day.
What kind of meetings are you having?
Stuff related to the greater good of Gal Media.
Okay.
I can't, well, you kind of know some of it, but until it's announced to the whole team here, I can't talk about it.
But you have to dress like that?
Yeah. I had meetings with Culture Map people today over some stuff.
Okay. Was it at their place or at our place?
It was here. It was a home game. I don't go on the road. I went on the road last week. That doesn't happen again.
Right.
But they're all here for the event tonight, so just had to go over some
stuff. Oh, like all the Culture Map people are here?
Yeah.
Are you going to that event?
I haven't decided yet.
I wonder if you're going to bump into the guy whose job I'm going to take eventually.
Well, I could bump him off for you.
I mean, I wouldn't mind it.
Because if he so happened to walk out in front of the valet while I'm pulling
just
up.
Just make it a hostile work environment for him. Like, just call him a
sexually
punk
harass
and a
him?
Sissy. And
I could sexually harass him for you.
Tell him you don't know anything about barbecue, bro. But just say it way more aggressively.
That's a possibility.
And maybe shove him in the chest.
Maybe I could goad him into hitting me.
That'd be cool.
I could probably do that.
That'd be cool.
We can make that happen.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, I'm here to help, man.
I just want that guy to know that, like, he's not safe. I'm better at eating than he is, even though he's a big guy.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like he can put away some grub. I'm better at it.
Oh, I believe you.
Arguably the best at it.
I believe
I'm
you.
One of the best eaters.
Well, you do have a very well-rounded knowledge of local restaurants.
That's right.
There's no question.
Because what do I like to do?
Eat.
I like to eat and drink. Like, I don't have other hobbies. I don't.
And you know things?
I mean, some things. I don't go to museums. You know, I don't do cultural things other than eat and drink. That's it. That's my thing.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
It's mine. I would say that it's like 90% it's mine.
Yeah, but it's not anything related to Culture Map per se. It's this other project that we're going to be doing.
So you're not working directly with this guy per se?
No, not really.
You don't have any emotional attachment to him?
Not at all. I could run him over by accident and have no guilt about it.
I just think that like at the thing tonight, if anyone runs into that guy, what's his name?
I don't remember.
I want to say Adam Sandler, but I know that's not it.
We'll call him Bob. It's safe.
It's Adam something or something Sandler. I'm almost sure. And maybe it's Sander or something like that. Sanders, Adam Sanders. I don't know.
Okay.
But either way, let that guy know that his job's in trouble. I just want you to make him feel really uncomfortable. Like, you remember how we were made to feel when we first came to Gal Media?
It's like Eric Sandler.
Eric Sandler. Okay. Like, remember when we got here, guys, and everyone treated us like the stepchildren, and we did our show from a broom closet, and everyone acted like, you know, we're the outsiders and we have no business being here?
But
remember that?
Aren't we the same still since?
I mean, we have a bigger room to do our show in.
But the show next door?
Theirs is prettier. Yeah. I get it.
But they have a girl. That's why they get to be on
that
TV.
Too.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we have this 1560 the game sign. First of all, 1560 the game as a brand hasn't existed in how long? 6 years? 7 years?
Oh, longer than that, I think. Well, no, about 6 years. No, I think it's about 6 years.
I think they were still here when we got here, and then they rebranded.
No, yeah. They were already Yahoo Sports Radio when we got here.
They were YSR 1560.
Yeah.
Okay. Has been 5 years now.
I think
now.
It changed right about when I got here to Houston. So I'm thinking it's like 7-8 years now. And so that's been defunct for 7 or 8 years. And those people haven't even been in this studio for at least 3.
We got a nice little backdrop.
What do you mean?
Right there.
Right there. All you have to do is look the other way.
That also says 1560 on it.
But it says
why?
ESPN Radio. Yeah. It's everyone's part of the same team. And they're all married.
We got a nice view over Galleria.
That's true.
Our studio's bigger than theirs.
That's true. But they have TV cameras.
Just for the one show.
Remember we used to have that fake TV camera in here? And even that's gone now. They took that away. Like, just in case.
One day we'll be on TV.
We used to have a like a web stream of us,
but
right?
But nobody was watching that.
Yeah,
that's
nobody likes
it
to watch that. People don't like to watch radio on television, I believe. No offense to Sean Salisbury and those guys. And if you do get, they're on the network.
The funny thing is, on BN Sports.
BN, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. One of their promos that was running for the Sean Salisbury show called them Sean Salisbury or something like that.
Oh.
Salisbury. It was Salisbury.
Well, they're all over it.
Yeah.
Now, I've noticed in the setup in there, they've got Sean on one side of the table and Brian and what's that chick's name?
Robin.
Robin. Brian and Robin on the other side of the table. So how do they shoot this thing? Did you see any of the video?
They've got like more than one camera angle.
Oh, okay.
But I think the primary camera is focused on Sean.
Yeah, because he's a star.
And then they go back
the star,
and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're considered show contributors.
Now, do those two have their own cameras that are focused on them or when it... Like, is there a camera that looks at both of them when one of them's talking?
I'm not sure. Since we are doing the show while the show's going on, I don't know.
I want to know these things so badly.
I could turn BN Sports on for you in there.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
To see that. I think we should actually go over a segment of it.
Maybe talk about
how it's shot and give some. I can maybe give some advice on this.
Let's do that. Let's give the people some insight when we come back.
This is one of the things I worked on when I was in school, by the way. I do know a little bit about television producing. I could maybe help.
All right.
It wasn't my major, but I did a little of it. I can help people out with this.
Well, we'll do that when we come back.
All right. I'm going to tell you about the Kima Craft Beer Fest, Fred. I don't know what you're doing on Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 5, but I know where you can get some good beer. The Kima Boardwalk. They've got 24 breweries, and they're inviting you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the best craft beers. Local breweries like Eighth Wonder, Buffalo Bayou, Carbach, Spindle Tap, St. Arnold's is all going to be out there, as well as some national brands like Sierra Nevada, Sweetwater, and New Belgium as well. It's going to be a ton of great beer out there. They're all your cost of admission includes beer samples, giveaways from the vendors, and food samples, and there's live music all day. You can buy advance tickets now for only $44.95 a person. They're $39.95 for Landry Select Club members, or if you've got a military ID, and they're $49.95 on the day of the event. So it makes sense to get in early. You can purchase tickets online at KimaBeerFest.com or on site at multiple ticket booths at the Kima Boardwalk. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase, and of course, you must be 21 years of age to enter. That's the Kima Beer Fest, KimaBeerFest.com. Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Tuesday. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. Okay, so we've got this on, and it's very purple.
Yes, it is very purple.
Why'd they go with purple?
Yeah, I was asking AJ during the break. I was like, why is it so purple? It's like bright, bright purple.
And
Brian's shirt does not help, by the way.
No. I think the first thing you need to do is just, you know, constructive criticism. Brian needs to up his dressing game a little bit.
See, now they were all in like button ups yesterday, and these, I guess, didn't want to dress up today.
He needs to bring a little more than that. Sean can wear whatever he wants because Sean's a star. But
so he can just wear t-shirts and stuff?
Yeah. But Brian needs to up his game a little.
Because if we ever got put on TV, I wouldn't dress up. Like, that's why we'll never get put on TV, more than likely.
Well, no, they're never putting us on TV, but I would dress up a little more than I usually do.
I wouldn't. Like, that's the whole point of this gig, is I get to show up here wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Craig Larson was in all these production meetings yesterday, and every single day they have to sit through two production meetings, both 2 hours apiece for the show.
Who does?
Larson.
Who all has to sit in the meeting?
And Adam Sager, the producer.
Oh, okay. Well,
so what about Salisbury?
I think Sean, goes right after Unfiltered. He'll go over there and start prepping.
Yeah, I saw him in there today. They've got like a little rundown on the left side.
It looks like old school Sports Center.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Okay.
Cardinals, LA Rams, and 49ers are next on their list to talk about.
Realistically, how long is Salisbury going to be able to keep this up, doing the show here and television?
I mean, we'll see. He's been doing it for a while.
He's been doing...
Dude, this is like a different level, though. He's got to go in and get makeup and all kinds of crap done. I mean...
Although, we get him first, so all his best stuff, all his takes, we get first, and then he'll jump over there. So, I'm not worried about anything on 97.5.
Interesting.
Oh, but I'm sure they're worried about... Do you see how much money they spent on that studio? I'm sure those guys are worried about him.
And they already took down that the mural outside.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
The mural.
They had like LeBron James and all these sports figures on it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they took that down and now it just says the Sean Salisbury Show.
What?
Yeah.
Did it not look good on camera or what?
I guess.
I don't know, but right now they're showing highlights from the Arizona Cardinals.
I actually thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, maybe it didn't play well on TV.
There's a LeBron and a Steph Curry and a Tom Brady and some soccer guy. And Miguel Cabrera, which is kind of weird. He's like thrown in, but I mean, okay.
Okay, so the shot of... Robin and Brian is both of them.
Yeah, there's no.
So they don't have one of just them.
Yeah, I think it's more. It's modeled.
There's three cameras. Yeah. There's a three-way shot, a two-way shot on the two throw-ins, and then the main shot on Sean.
I think they're modeling after like the Dan Patrick show, which you can hear on 1560.
Right.
So
except those dudes have like
their own room.
Yeah, it's like a giant. It's almost like a house. That whole. That's a big setup. This is crammed into one really, it's crammed into what used to be like the bullpen for the.
Yeah, but there were like six desks in there, and now it's just one or two. So.
I guess there's no other local show, like no other shows on
that network,
network that come out of this building.
Nate and Crate, one right before Sean Salisbury.
But they're not on TV.
No, they're not on TV.
Yeah, that.
But I mean, so they can just they can do their prep in their actual studio.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I liked about having a national lead-in. I mean, no offense to Joel and Barry. I mean, I'm glad those guys have jobs, but like it was kind of nice when we could just come in here and prep our show in our studio and be ready to go.
Yeah,
I liked that.
Because now we have to go in the old closet or but. They're showing highlights of the L.A. Rams now. So they're talking about the L.A. Rams. What is there to talk about with the Rams, John? Do you know?
I think they're just talking about draft.
Okay.
Take it from the first topic up there.
You know what?
How's it sounding? Are you listening in there?
No.
Okay.
49ers are next, if you're curious about the 49ers
I wonder if Sean's doing much yelling.
He doesn't look all that...
Because that's his thing on our channel, is to yell.
Well, if you get him riled up, he will start going off.
I feel like, I don't know... Robin very well. I don't know if that like they
do they get
those
along?
Two like try to rile Sean up.
I don't think so. They're all. I think it's pretty clean.
Okay. Because
Granato will tweak him.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Which I like.
And callers will tweak him. So, but he doesn't get that from this station, I guess, or from that that duo.
It's a national show. You have to be kind of.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. That's why I don't like doing national shows.
Matt says, would our content change if we were doing a TV show? Well, if we had to go down a list like that, I wouldn't want to do it.
Yes, because we would get in trouble every segment.
Yeah, because we'd start off, all right, we're going to talk NFL draft, and we'll start with the NFC West. Hey, man, did you watch that episode of Better Call Saul last night? Yeah, that's what it would turn into.
We would get in trouble by saying, like, ass.
Yeah.
You can't say that on TV.
Well, yeah, no, that's a cable channel. You can say whatever the hell you want.
I did get in trouble from an advertiser.
Oh, I heard about this today.
Because I said damn in one of their live reads, and I guess they were like, hey, can we get no cursing in your live reads? And honestly, I haven't thought of damn or ass as cursing in I don't even know how long.
Since we were about four, probably.
Yeah, I'll say those words. I don't even... think twice. I say those words in front of my grandmother. I say them in front of my children. I don't think of those as actual cuss words.
But
I don't think of penis. But is a cuss word. So
balls.
I didn't even say that in the commercial, but I did say
tastes
damn
better than
and
balls.
I've got to dial it back in my library for that advertiser. So
well, that's most of mine are kind of okay with stuff like that, which is good.
Well, I mean, most of mine have always been as well, but every once in a while you get thrown a curveball.
Every once in a while you piss somebody off.
Yeah. Well, no, you urinate someone off.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. No cursing, Fred. Let's. Take that down a notch.
I apologize. I want to take a second to apologize to everyone I might have offended by using that word, by referring to urination as something that rhymes with miss.
I think there's only one way. To clean up your filthy mouth?
Balls.
No.
That's
no.
It. That's
and don't, penis, no, penis, not that penis. Either.
Yeah, that's actually
no,
it.
No, that's not going to do it either. That's not going to clean it up. It's going to make it worse.
No, but, that's the only thing I could think of. Actually, it's dirt-free carpet cleaning could clean your filthy mouth.
Yeah, probably could.
Because they can clean everything. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air. They're coming into your home through dirty air ducts, foot traffic on your carpet. Get a jump on allergy season right now with dirt-free carpet cleaning spring special. For a limited time, they'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard it, guys. You get a room cleaned for free with a speed dry with any purchase. Other carpet cleaning companies are leaving behind too much water, the soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and those allergens that can make your family sick. not dirt free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go chemical free with dirt free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, tiles, even your air duct. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase. And they're going to throw in that free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Sean looks good on there. But during the break, when they're on break too, because we kind of had the same clock, they had Sean in from yesterday doing a take. Because he was in a different shirt. It threw me off.
Big production, Fred. Reminding.
I think they're doing a pretty nice job with it. It's a little purple for me, but other than that.
Not bad.
Yeah. See, we could never do that because maybe you could do us on a stream. But I don't think it would. I don't think we'd fly for something like this, or if you put us on Root Sports or something. I just don't think the show would fly.
Okay. I think you're right.
Because we'd have to change too much, and I don't want to do that. So Peter asked, would the format of the Blitz work nationally if viewed as something different? I don't think so. Not on networks. I mean, if we were syndicated, I think it would fly. But on a network, I don't think so. Because they have rules. I've done network stuff, man. I'm not a fan. Brother Bear, sports and stuff. Am I banned or I have bad takes? Just checking. I have no idea. I probably didn't see whatever you sent before. I'm trying to tell you, I get so many texts and tweets, I can't get to all of them. So don't get offended if I don't get to yours. Do the best we can. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in on the HRNP listener line. See, we could have had that whole thing about Sean sponsored.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about the Sean Salisbury Show on TV has been brought to you by Sean Salisbury.
The Sean Salisbury Show on BNTV.
Yeah. On right now, 4 to 6. 979. Which is worse, watching a radio show or listening to TV with no video? Or listening to guys talk about watching a radio show?
Let me tell you what I did last night. I again had to mute the last of the Astros game.
Oh, yeah.
The wooing is out of hand. I mean,
stop, guys. I don't know why
anyone thinks this is a good idea or how this came about. At first, I thought it was like it sounded like a bunch of crazy coyotes in the building, but I think it's like people doing the Ric Flair woo.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea why it started, but I'm telling you now, if you live in this city, and you don't want the rest of the country to hate you, stop doing that woo with the Astros game.
Woo!
Yeah, stop doing it. Stop. I don't know who told you it was funny or clever. It's not. It's horrible. Well, and again, I had to watch the end of the Astros game with the volume down because it's so obnoxious.
Woo!
And there's no way.
It's got to be five people doing it, AJ.
No, there's more than that.
There's nobody in the place.
And, well, there's not very many people there by that time. You're right. I will say this, though. There's no way that any of the dudes doing it there are there with girlfriends or wives or anything. Because no woman is going to sit next to you for that much time while you make that stupid noise. Zero chance.
No sober woman.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know if it's direct equation, but if you make that noise, you're not getting laid.
That's,
right. You're not Ric Flair. You're not styling. You're not profiling.
What was the official attendance last night?
In the ninth inning, 392.
So there were 12 people doing it. They claimed 23,501. I'm going to be dubious about that, but I was flipping over during the breaks in the Leafs game and during the timeouts and stuff, and I watched. So I got to watch quite a bit because there were a bunch of stoppages last night. Good for Morton to get a win. He gave up a lot of base runners, but got through five innings. Didn't help that they made three errors. But Davinsky, again, This guy's been a find for them.
Oh, he's good.
And
I wonder what
four more strikeouts left. You've got to move him back, don't you?
Move him back where?
I mean, far either
further into the like
either deeper in the bullpen, or you got to think about putting him in the rotation.
That's what I'm saying, I don't know where he would be more valuable. I don't think. I mean, unless you're going to make him the closer, I think the answer is make him a starter. And I don't think they're going to make him a closer because they've got an investment in Ken Giles.
And you still got Gregerson back there, but both those guys have not, they're not off to the best of starts, although both pitched pretty well last night. And part of it is the Angels. The Angels are the Astros' bitch. But I thought Morton did a good job early in the game of, you know, I mean, what'd they have, nine guys left on base through four innings, I think, or five innings. And he did a pretty good job of keeping them from scoring, even though his defense was letting him down a little bit. And then when Devinsky came in, he just looked unhittable. And I know it's early in the season, but that guy has just been off. I mean, he's just been terrific. He had, 17 strikeouts going into last night? He's got 21 strikeouts now in, 11 innings of work? So, another good win, and that's – yeah, that's the thing. If you get him pitching that well and Gregerson and Giles come around, you got a really good bullpen, and maybe you leave him back there, but this guy's pretty valuable right now. So 713-780-ESPN. Joshua says they show Ric Flair on the big screen at the games to try to get everyone involved. So this is the Astros' fault.
Woo!
I mean, are they showing him the entire inning? Are you saying the Astros are encouraging people to do that?
Woo!
That can't be. That can't be. It's worse than the wave. It's more obnoxious than the wave.
That sounds like something they would put on TV, though.
I mean, that's a horrible idea. If the Astros are really doing that, then that's that's a bad thing.
Gabriel said, I think the Blitz would work better on a more general guys network like Spike TV or something. Or Comedy Central. We could probably fly on Comedy Central, but we're not big enough for that. Jason says we could have a Keyboard Cat video clip.
That's true.
That would be cool.
We just throw it up when someone...
Yeah. And then Jesse says you guys would kill SiriusXM. Anything goes. I don't know, man. I think long term, that would be too much. But... somebody said it started with college baseball. TCU fans were doing it. So you're copying TCU? Ooh.
Well, it's not a good look. I'm against it. I'm 100% against it.
9-4-0 says we need to have Robin on the show. She's great, but she's busy.
Yeah, she's on.
She's doing a TV show right now.
The entire time we're on the air, she's working.
Robert says it started because Reddick is a wrestling fan. It's awful.
Who cares? Is he the first wrestling fan to play for the Astros? I can't imagine.
Apparently, his walk-up song is the Ric Flair theme song.
Okay. So so how about this? Do it while he walks up to the plate and then shut up. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Did you hear what's going on with Carmelo?
I did. Well, first off, I guess there's problems with Honey Nut Cheerios, right?
Yeah. Everyone is leaving Carmelo. Phil is trying to dump him. Lala is trying to dump him. It's a whole thing. He's not a hot commodity these days. But apparently the last straw was that he knocked up a stripper.
Yeah.
And she decided to keep the baby and is demanding money for medical bills and basically to pay for the baby. And
that's fair.
There are denials from the Mello camp.
Yeah, but if it's, you know, if you planted the seed, you got to pay for the plant.
But apparently Lala does not want to deal with all these rumors. She doesn't want to deal with it, and everyone keeps calling her an actress. I know she's in that show Power, but I don't know what else she's doing. I don't know what else she has going on. But
does she still taste like Honey Nut Cheerios?
I don't know. I have not tasted her.
Okay, just curious.
But apparently, Carmelo has been dogged by cheating rumors now over the course of their 7-year marriage. And
he's a basketball player. What do you expect?
Yeah, but
it comes
with
the territory.
I think when these basketball players lock up with these semi-famous women, the expectation is that if you do it, it's at least going to stay quiet. Right? Like, and it wasn't that the last
yeah,
straw
you,
with
you got to keep it quiet. You can bang who you want, but you can't knock them up.
Well, you remember Nick Young? Nick Young was with Iggy Azalea, is that right, John?
Yeah.
And when D'Angelo Russell released that video basically talking about him banging a bunch of different chicks, that's when that Iggy Azalea was like, "I'm done. I'm out of here," because these famous women don't want to be embarrassed by that.
Well, they're doing the same thing.
I'm sure they are, but you're not hearing about it in TMZ and on you know, and things like that. So
I'm sure she lines up her dancers after the show and says, "I want this guy, this guy, and this guy."
But I guess Carmelo's big line is, "Lala is married. I'm not." That's Carmelo's big line.
Huh?
Yeah. She's married. I'm not.
Okay. Does that work?
Well, we'll see. We'll see when Carmelo has to give. We'll see what kind of prenup Carmelo has.
Yeah, I'm just curious because I wouldn't mind trying that if I thought it would work. Yeah, my wife's married, but I'm not. I don't know if that works. I don't think that's going to fly. Mutz, I remember you guys first year at Gal. Y'all had a spiffy TV set up, and the show was cool. Yeah, that was when we were with Yahoo, and we were doing the Yahoo thing. And what I remember about that is that the people from actual Yahoo, not Yahoo Sports Radio, there was one lady there who was kind of running it, and she was just a complete jerk. She was bitching at me because I had an ESPN logo on the back of my computer.
Yeah.
And I was wearing an ESPN hat, and it's like, "Well, we're ESPN 97.5. She goes, "Well, you have to wear a Yahoo hat." And I go, "Well, do you have one?" And, "Yes, but they're only for Yahoo people." "Well, then shut up."
All right. That was in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, it was in New Orleans. It's like, what kind of a bitch move is that? It's like, okay, you have to wear a Yahoo hat. "Well, fine, give me one." "No, they're just for Yahoo people." Oh, so the people sitting here pushing the buttons and stuff on the TV. Jesse says Lala's a top-notch grab. She's a 9.5.
I've seen some pictures. She's not a 9.5.
She's up there. But I don't think she's... I think she'll do fine without Carmelo. Pretty sure she'll pull just fine. But I'm sure he will, too. All right. Well, gang, if you're looking for a razor, you know where to go, harrys.com. Because here's what you're going to get. You never have to worry about going to the store again. You never have to worry about spending too much money again. And you're going to get it sent right to your house, which is the best thing. And you're going to save a bunch of money, too. Harry's, the great thing about them, they own their own factory, right? So they're going to sell directly to you over the internet. You're going to save a bunch of money. It's just $2 a blade compared to $4, $5, $6 more that you'll pay if you go to the store. So you don't even have to leave your home. Just get online and order them, and they're going to set you up with a plan. You can go in, put in their house, and you shave, and then they'll just send you stuff every time you need it. And they're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. Here's what your free trial set includes: a Truman set ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post shave balm. That's an $18 value for you to try, but this offer is only available if you use promo code BLITZ at harrys.com when you check out. Start getting a great shave right now with this amazing free trial offer. $18 value for free, just cover shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post shave balm, go to harrys.com right now and enter code BLITZ at checkout. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Wednesday's playoff game 2, and John Granato is hosting Happy Hour at China Garden. Located across the street from Toyota Center on Leland, China Garden is the perfect place to pick up a bite to eat and a great drink from the game. Join John between 5 and 7 before tip-off for the best egg roll in town. Tell Carol you heard it on ESPN 97.5. You'll get an egg roll for free. And you know what? Make sure you tell Carol that you like us better than you like John Granato. Because I love me some China Garden, too. They do have the best egg rolls. And the lemon chicken, if you're looking for the most unique lemon chicken in the city.
That's your favorite?
That's my go-to there. And Carol's great, man. I love that place. And I get there as often as I can. And that's, I get there once every 2 weeks at least. And love their food, love the atmosphere. So go hang out with Granato. If we weren't on air at 7, I'd probably go by there and have an egg roll.
That was your Rockets Talk, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
We mentioned it was the Rockets game. I guess that's true.
Yeah, so there you go. It worked. So we took care of two sponsors with one stone there. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Can I make one recommendation, John, for you to pass on to the gang over there?
What gang?
To Sean and Robin and Brian.
Uh-huh.
With all that purple in the background, they need light-colored shirts.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of, if you notice, it's sort of, their face is sort of disappearing. It's too much color. And the one they showed yesterday, Sean in the light shirt, looked good. I would just recommend that. Because everybody's wearing dark stuff today. And I think Robin's wearing black, and you can't even see her. Just a suggestion. So.
They're not worried about us.
Well, I know, but I want to help out. We're all on the same team here. Except they get to look pretty on television, and we don't. That's fine. No one's. Yeah. Oh, well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. JRP said, my 10-year-old son just asked, who is the ancient guy and who is the young guy on the show? LOL. Go Leafs. I guess I'm the ancient one.
On our show?
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's not that.
I started thinking about that
today. I'm not that ancient, and you're not that young anymore.
Yeah. I started thinking about that today. Like, when I was when I started in radio, my first radio job, I was 23 years old. And now I'm like, I'm turning into like an old guy. It's happening.
Older guy, I would say.
Yeah.
This has been different for me because ever since I've been in radio, I've been the older guy. My entire journalism career, I was always the young guy. I was always the youngest one to get promoted and all that stuff, up and coming dude. And now I'm kind of, I'm not quite Barry Warner old.
It's okay for me. Like what keeps me feeling young is A, working with you is nice because you're always going to be older than me.
Yeah, there's that.
And like the new guys that they hire around here are all still older than me. So like Joel and Barry are both really old. Like Raheel's the only guy here that's younger than me.
Well, that's good. So you're still among the youngest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on at the other stations. They probably have guys that are younger than me, but
yeah.
I don't care about them.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad
they're doing old man radio, and that's all.
As long as Barry Warner's alive and John Granato's alive, I'm not going to be the oldest guy around here.
John Granato's older than you?
Yeah, John's older than me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He looks so much younger than
me. He does, but he was a TV guy for years.
John looks younger than me, if we're being honest.
No, John, he looks good for his age, but he's also been around forever, and he did TV forever.
Yeah, so. What a life.
See, if I'd done TV, I would have taken better care of myself, and I would have been a 4 instead of a 2.
If you'd done TV, your career would have been short-lived.
Well, I noticed John's not doing TV anymore either.
That's true.
So there's that. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. Let's squeeze in a phone call on the HRNP listener line and go to Ryan. What's up, Ryan?
There's an Evan and a Jamie.
Oh, Evan, not Ryan. I'm sorry. I haven't been smoking enough weed lately. It's affecting my eyesight. What's up, Evan? Evan.
How's it going, guys?
Sports.
What I was going to call and talk to you guys about today is I might have a different opinion than most people. Respect to J.J. Watt. He's a great athlete, great person. But do you guys think that he might freelance a little bit and kind of hurt us at stopping the run and everything on the outside around the tackles and things like that? It seemed like last year without him, whenever we had Clowney, who might not get as much sacks, they did a little bit better against the run and just overall better defensively. As good as J.J. Watt is, do you think that he might hurt us a little bit against the run?
No. I think J.J.'s a solid. He's not – I mean, that's not his specialty, obviously, but he's
fine against the run. Yeah, he gets penetration. He stuffs – even when he doesn't make a tackle in the backfield, he stops the play a lot.
He changes the whole way teams have to game plan. I think if he comes back and is healthy and is – if he's ever – I don't know if he'll ever be back to 100% of what he was, but if he gets back to 90% of what he was, the thought of him and Clowney on the field at the same time – and Merciless, I guess, for that matter, who's turned into quite a player himself. I mean, that's to me is just such an appealing thought. I would love to see what those guys can do.
Yeah, and I think we will, but no, I don't think that at all. And to be honest, he didn't play at all last year. That's kind of a weird criticism to come up with today. But no, I don't think that's it at all. Longhorn Dimitri says, I think that's why I like you guys, because I can relate to both of y'all since I'm 41 years old, kind of halfway. Jacob asking, what was Johnny Unitas like? Thanks for that. Yeah. I refuse to act my age, though. I'm never going to do it. Just, I'm going to act the same way I did when I was in my late 20s. Means I'm probably going to die soon, but still doing it. All right. Is that already an hour in the books? Damn, that was fast. I didn't even get to this DeAndre Hopkins thing I wanted to get to.
We got more time, Fred. That's the beauty of this show.
It's not his genitals.
We've got two more hours.
I know. It's just that went by fast. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.